This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. April 1st, 2020. That marks National Census Day. The national population count takes place every 10 years and has significant impact on our national, state, and local lives. Work has been ongoing and will continue at all levels of government to make sure everyone is ready. In October, we began a discussion on why the count is important locally and how Washtenaw County uses that data. Today, we continue what will be an ongoing discussion until we hit Census Day. This is Census 2020, and today we are going to bring in a true expert and, among other things, cover issues of privacy and confidentiality. Elisa Johnson is the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the Chicago Region of the U.S. Census Bureau, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Why, in your estimation, from inside the Census Bureau, is an accurate count so important?
For us at the Census Bureau, our mission is to ensure that we're collecting the nation's highest quality of data. The decennial census, of course, only comes around every 10 years, so it's one of the largest, most impactful civic responsibilities that we have as a nation. And it provides us a very clear snapshot of the population. And for us, it's really important for the nation to really understand the importance of this activity that only takes place once every 10 years and how impactful it is.
From our perspective out here in the community, how might we be adversely impacted should we have a census count that is underreported?
One of our goals here in the Chicago region, of course, which includes the state of Michigan, is to truly educate residents on the importance and the impact, whether it's the infrastructure that we drive on daily, whether it's our schools, our social service agencies who receive funding from different resources, including some of the HUD programs. All of these programs are impacted directly by an accurate and a complete count. Children ages 0 to 5 tend to be undercounted. The Head Start program is one of the country's largest educational programs for children within that age group. And so the funding that our Head Start agencies and organizations receive, of course, the census data is a direct impact on the amount of funding that those organizations receive. So in every aspect of our lives, bridges, roads, schools, and a lot of our United Way agencies and our HUD programs are directly impacted by an accurate and complete count.
I want to point out that the U.S. Census Bureau is nonpartisan. It is nonpolitical. However, we are living in a hypersensitive time when it comes to politics, and there are some portions of our communities that have a general distrust of government right now. And as a part of that government, how is the Census Bureau trying to alleviate concerns as you prepare to engage the public in this way?
So one of our programs that we have, our partnership program, our community engagement program, which falls under my area, is one of the largest for this decennial census. Our partnership staff has been working now for the past 2.5 years, working with trusted voices, building what we call complete count committees that are typically developed by our local elected officials to pull together a committee of individuals, trusted voices, so that we could educate at the grassroots level our hard-to-count populations that we have identified through a number of resource tools, so we can better understand where are some of those communities, those individuals who we have to really spend some time with educating and to kind of ease some of those fears that we know exist this time around. So we are right now, we're building thousands of partners throughout all across the country, particularly here in our region. We're building those partners in some of those non-traditional areas where we know that we will have an even tougher time trying to convince them that the census is safe and it's easy and how impactful it is.
This is Census 2020 on 89.1 WEMU, and in our ongoing series about the upcoming population count, we're talking with Elisa Johnson. She is the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the Chicago region, which does cover the state of Michigan. And Elisa, what is the process for storing and reporting the collected census data?
So we have conducted for the 2020 census, the Census Bureau got an early start with the number of tests. Our 2018 end-to-end test, which was conducted in Providence, Rhode Island, also provided us with an opportunity to really understand and secure our systems. Every census employee is sworn to confidentiality. There are penalties in jail time for the disclosure of any information. We take the confidentiality, Title 13, our confidentiality laws, very serious here. But through our 2018 end-to-end test, we were able to test our systems. We have one of the most secure systems in the world, and we take pride in that system. Individuals' information is protected for up to 72 years. We have tested those models to make sure, now that we're moving into an electronic phase of the census, on households can actually enumerate via the phone, the internet. So we're very, very confident that our systems will be able to, you know, stand up against any type of cyber threat.
Can we as a community be reasonably sure that even if you are very secure against cyber attack on your end, that when we access the Census Bureau and fill out those forms from our computer systems, that we are just as protected?
Yes, the information is 100% safe, and we have employed our trusted voices to push that information out to those communities who may be just a little fearful that their information will be shared. The census has stood the test of time. We don't share information with the FBI. We don't share information with ICE. The information is tested, and we are all sworn by confidentiality laws to protect the data that we are collecting across all of our surveys.
Now, you mentioned that you do not share the data with ICE or other agencies that might potentially give people pause for concern. But this census data is used in making determinations. It is shared with governmental agencies so that they can best serve the communities that have their constituencies. So who exactly does the government share the data with?
Let's just take, for example, we know that HUD uses a great portion of our data. There's poverty data that's actually shared amongst other agencies. There's also, we do the economic census, and we share that data. We also do surveys on the health side. We collect data for the Center for Disease Control. That type of data is actually collected and shared with those agencies.
But it is done in a generic way in which no individual identities or personal information
exactly.
is shared.
Exactly. The personal data that we collect is secure.
All that we've talked about, with all of that in mind, would you say that as we head to the 2020 count, that people should feel empowered to take the census, accurately report everything about themselves and the people who live with them, and feel comfortable in doing so?
Yes, absolutely. This, again, is a once-in-every-10-year opportunity for our residents to actually respond and be counted. I can't stress that enough, what an important task this is. We are striving through the many, many partners that we have gained over the past 2 years to make sure that those individuals who may be just a little bit reluctant, that they are truly educated on the impact of how important this process is. You know, we want residents to really understand the full impact of how the lack of them being counted, how much that's going to impact everything that we do, everything that we touch. And so that's critically important for everyone to understand. So we know that there's congressional representation at stake here. We have to constantly remind individuals and residents and citizens that this will truly impact the infrastructure of our cities, our states. It impacts our children. So we want to set the tone for how important this is. And so once every 10 years, you know, we have an opportunity to make a change in this country, in our communities, because once that period is over, April 1st is so significant. And so we want every household to be counted, to be engaged in this civic responsibility.
With a nation of over 300 million people, give or take some, it is impossible to actually count everybody, I would imagine. So based on past censuses, how underreported are we?
Well, just it varies. And we clearly understand that there's, you know, that there's an opportunity for there to be an undercount. But through our communication strategy, through the partners that we're building on the ground, we want to make sure that when households receive that postcard in March, giving them an opportunity to actually respond to the census, we want those households to begin aggressively responding, because once we move out of the self-response period at the end of April, we'll start knocking on doors, conducting what we call the non-response follow-up. We want to make sure that undercount possibility is reduced substantially.
I'd like to thank you for the time and for the information today. Much appreciated, Elisa.
You are very welcome.
That is Elisa Johnson, Assistant Regional Census Manager for the Chicago Region of the U.S. Census Bureau. The Census 2020 conversations will continue on WEMU as an ongoing series between now and Count Day on April 1st. I'm David Fair, and this is Census 2020 on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.